Todd drummed his fingers on the steering wheel as he pulled his truck off Main Street and headed toward the east side of town. Maybe he should have skipped the cupcake and subsequent sugar rush when he was going to be heading to bed in a few minutes. But driving past Kate's shop, seeing the lights on, he'd had the strong compulsion to stop by. Sure, begging for a free cupcake was the usual excuse, and he'd topped it off with the concern of any more vandalism, but there'd been more to it. With his brothers getting married and things dying down a bit, he hadn't seen Kate as much, hadn't realized how much he missed seeing her. Which was a little weird. It wasn't like he lacked female companionship by any means. But Kate was the only woman who'd been consistent in his life, the only woman he'd never let himself imagine what she'd be like in bed. Well, until that night he and his brothers had to break up Ellie's bachelorette party. The memory stirred in his mind, almost like it was yesterday, not almost 5 months ago. Kate's soft, hesitant lips pressed against his in what could have only been an impulsive move. A drunken impulsive move. It hadn't meant anything. 1 minute, he'd been lecturing her about hiring a stripper for the bachelorette party. The next, she was kissing him to shut him up. She shocked the hell out of him, and for a moment, his dick had taken over. She wasn't Kate. She was a sexy woman kissing him, and he'd almost started to kiss her back, had almost taken control of the oddly chaste kiss and shown her what a downright dirty one was like. But then he'd remembered who she was. Kate, the girl who'd been a few years behind him in school. The girl who'd grown into a bubbly woman who was everyone's friend, including his. And like hell, he was going to screw with that. So he'd set her aside, paid her tab, and hauled her drunken ass home. Sure, there'd been more times over the years when he'd thought Kate might nurse a bit of a crush on him, but he'd dismissed it. He was a fireman. Half the girls in town got wet when they saw a fire truck go by. If she'd had some kind of crush, it was probably some misguided hero worship he wasn't all that worthy of. He certainly wasn't going to take advantage of it. Still, the kiss with Kate had never really left his mind, and sometimes, when he saw her, it was the first thing he thought of. It bugged him. He didn't want to think about how ripe and pink her mouth had been, delicate like a flower whose petals he wanted to crush with his mouth. Todd sighed and tightened his fingers around the steering wheel. And yet here he was thinking about it again. So weird. He shook his head to rid the image, firmly placing Kate back in the friend section of his brain, the side where mostly men and sisters-in-law lingered. Asking her to dinner tonight was just to reaffirm that their friendship was on the level it should be. Just friends. His brows drew together as a thought hit him. Kate had seemed almost panicked when he'd asked her to dinner. What if she'd been thinking he was asking her on a date, like a real date and not a friend thing? Shit. No wonder she'd looked like she was ready to faint. Todd pulled into the driveway of his house and stared out into the fenced backyard and trees beyond. Well, he'd just have to put her worries to rest at dinner. The last thing Kate wanted to do was get involved with a guy like him, though she was far too smart for that. Maybe at dinner, he'd beg her to share some baking secrets, tell her he wanted some tips on how to charm a girl, something like that. Yeah, that'd put Kate's nerves at ease. A yawn popped his jaw, and he opened his truck door and stepped down. If he was going to even make this dinner tonight, then he'd better get his ass to bed. Grabbing his bag, Todd headed inside the house where his bed awaited him.